Okay, finally. Can we get this going? Yes. Yes, we can. It's 1930 UTC. My favorite time of day. And I'm sure it's yours too, because every day at 1930 UTC, we get to listen to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm drinking tea. I'm drinking tea because that's my primary duty as the chairman of this, the Dubious Goals Committee. Ooh, got up late, had a weird night. Had a weird night. I wasn't out celebrating or partying or anything like that. Just had some weird stuff going on. So I slept until noon. On this, the first day of 2019. That's right. If you're the type of person who uses a Gregorian calendar in your everyday life, today is the first day of your new year. Congratulations. Congratulations on not dying, because I don't know if you knew this, but people thought the world was going to end because the calendar ended. The calendar ended. I don't know. Go look at your old calendar. Go look at your calendar. The last day on your calendar is December 31st. That was yesterday. Everybody thought the world was going to end, just like back in 2012 when everybody thought the world was going to end because the Mayan calendar ended. Yes, some people who had a calendar a few thousand years ago scared a lot of people today. Oh, the calendar ends. Oh, no. Oh, no. No, no. What are we going to do? The calendar ended. The world's going to end because a piece of paper with numbers written on it in little squares. You're an idiot. Anyway, just moments ago, about 4 minutes ago, I had a strange memory just pop into my head out of nowhere. Well, I was sort of thinking about Telecasters, and then I remembered this. But so here's a little memory out of nowhere. My brother used to own this Telecaster. And okay, if you're not familiar with the concept of Telecaster, it is an electric guitar. You have seen one before. Well, I don't know guitars. How do I know if you have seen one before? Shut up. There's three guitars that you have seen. Even if you don't know anything about guitars, you have seen three very important ones. The Stratocaster, the Telecaster, and the Les Paul. So anyway, my brother used to have this Telecaster. It was black. With a white pickup. I mean, with a white pick guard. And, that was fun to play. That was kind of a cool guitar. And sometime in that era, and I'm trying to think back to when this was, you know, I think my mom's got a picture of us sitting around in the living room playing stuff with our friend Kevin in the refrigerator. But I don't remember when this was. This was a while ago. This is when we were essentially children. We were kids. I was probably around, I don't know. I'm trying to think of when that was. I was 18 or 19. Yeah, because I was recorded. We had the 4-track. So, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, this would have been about when I was in college and my brother was probably just finishing up high school. And so, anywho, around this time, my mother decided to remodel the bathrooms. And so, there were two bathrooms in the house. And in the small bathroom, we had this weird wallpaper. It was this floral print. It was kind of a simple flowers, pink and white and, you know, a little bit of green here and there, right? Just Simple, small pattern flowers. Nothing big, Victorian, outlandish weirdness. You know, just a little flower print. And of course, you know, I think that was our job. Me and my brother had to tear out a lot of wallpaper. I remember back then. And what was that one time my parents went out of town and they wanted all the wallpaper ripped off before they went back, and it was in the living room, and we thought, oh my God, this is going to take days, and we ended up just like soaking the wallpaper for a few hours, and then it all came off. And like, okay, they're getting away from the story here, but the interesting part of that little side story is the whole time we were listening to the Black Flag Live 1985 album. And boy, you can scrape off a lot of wallpaper if you're listening to really intense music live, like, you know, Black Flag Live. I love you, Henry Rollins. What was I even talking about? I've gotten off on so many tangents and tangents of tangents that I do not remember what... Oh yeah, the wallpaper. So my brother and I tore out the wallpaper in the bathroom, and there was some salvageable pieces of it, and I told my brother, you know, this would be a cool pick guard. So my brother took the pick guard off of his telly, and we traced it onto a piece of this old wallpaper that came out of the bathroom, cut it out, and we glued it onto the pick guard and reinstalled the pick guard. And so now it's this black Telecaster with this, you know, sort of white background, pink floral pattern wallpaper. It was so freaking cool. Oh, I couldn't stand it. It was just too cool. It was some good stuff. I'm like, damn, I would really like to recreate that. Obviously, I can't get any more of that wallpaper. But, you know, still, it's not like I can't find good paper. I know where all the good stuff is. So anyway, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, don't tell me you're thinking about buying a Telecaster. Well, no. I cannot afford to purchase a Telecaster at this time. Well, you know, maybe I could, but it wouldn't be a smart thing to buy. And the funny thing is a couple days ago I was eating dinner with my dad. My mom had to go off and do something. And my mom had a gig or something, I don't know what. Me and my dad went out to eat. And we're over at our favorite Mexican pizza place. Romeo's Mexican Food and Pizza, Nacho Typical Restaurant. Dana. Get it? Nacho Typical Restaurant. See, that's what passes as good comedy for some people. But I digress. So we're sitting there, eating dinner, talking about the amplifier that we're building. And I'll give you an update on that here in a minute. And I said, you know, we're going to have to build some guitars, blah, blah, blah. You know, now that we've got this killer amp, we're going to need some killer guitars. We need to build some guitars, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, maybe we should just buy some guitars or whatever. Telecaster this, Telecaster this, telly, talking about Telecasters. And the next day, my dad emails me and goes, wow, what a weird coincidence considering what we were talking about last night. And it's a link to a Telecaster kit at Stu Mac. StuMac.com. Stuart McDonald, the Luthier Supply Company. The same place we got the guitar amp kit from. So it turns out that Stu Mac sends out, you know, emails from time to time talking about specials and cool stuff that they have. And they sent an email to my dad about these Telecaster kits they have. And I'm like, oh crap, I don't think I want to see this. And they're reasonably priced, and they have some reasonably good pieces and parts. Now, the weird thing about this is I've been thinking about building a Telecaster since was in high school, and that was many decades ago, multiple decades ago. And, you know, I would look into it, because back then, you couldn't really buy a full kit to build a Telecaster, but you could buy Telecaster bodies and necks, and then you could, you know, just find your own parts. Because, you know, you can walk into any guitar store in this city and pretty much buy all the electronics you need. You can buy pickups, you can buy all the knobs, covers, pickguards, you can buy all the parts off the shelf. And so I started thinking about this back when I was in high school, and I've thought about this multiple times in my life. And when I say I've thought about it, I don't mean I just thought, I would sure like to build a Telecaster. I mean, I have gone so far as to start pricing out everything and making long lists of parts to wonder, because I was wondering, how much would this cost for me to build a Telecaster from the ground up? Well, it seemed like you could do it pretty cheap, because back then you could get a body and a neck for less than $100, right around like $90, $100 with shipping, that kind of thing. And so I would go to guitar stores and with a notebook, and I would start writing down prices of things like pickups. What pickups do I want to put in? What strings do I want to put on it? And what kind of tuning machines do I want to do? And how do I want to paint this thing? And what kind of hardware do I want to use? All this kind of stuff. And I'd make these lists, and I would total up the cost. You know, then I would think, oh, I'm going to have to buy this tool, that tool. You know, I'd do my research, right? And I would total up the cost, and it would turn out that the cost to build one came out to be more than it would cost to just buy one off the shelf. I know, right? You'd think it would be cheaper, but no. A giant guitar company can build guitars cheaper than you can, because they build in bulk, which means they buy their parts in bulk, which means they can sell the guitars cheaper, blah, blah, blah. And when I say cheaper, I should explain a couple things. There are different levels of guitar quality when it comes to things like Strats, Telecasters. And this quality depends on where they're made. and a lot of other factors. Just because they're built somewhere else doesn't mean they're crappy. It just means that, you know, the cheap ones are built here, the medium good ones are built here, and the great ones are built over here. Well, when I say that my custom from the ground up Telecaster costs more than a real one, I mean more than a Mexican squire, more than a Taiwanese squire. Okay, now I'm using technical guitar terms that not everybody knows, but what you need to know is that my custom-made guitar costs more than most of the other Telecasters out there. More than all of them except the really good ones. The really good ones, you know, back then they cost about $800. The real good ones now start at about $1,200 and go up. Oh my god, and speaking of Telecasters, did I mention this? I was watching some YouTube video the other day, and there was a commercial on before the video, right? And I was about to hit skip ad when I realized it was a Fender ad, and they were showing me an ad for a new Telecaster. And I liked it. I liked it. And I liked the color of it, and I liked what they did with it. It was so cool. How much does it cost? They didn't say. Could I go online and look? Yeah, I could. Could I drive over to my local guitar store and just look at the price tag? Yeah, I could. But I'm not going to. Because I know that thing is at least a $1,500 guitar. Possibly more, but in that range, probably $1,500 to $1,800. I wouldn't think It was more than $2,000. No, yeah. It wasn't that tricked out. But it was cool. So getting back to kits. I never did build my dream telly. My dream Telecaster. I never did. And then I saw the kits that Stu Mac has. And these are pretty reasonably priced. What were they? Like around $250 or less? And they have some pretty good electronics in them, even though I would be tempted to change some stuff out. you know me. It's going to get hacked. It's an electronic device. Oh, here's Tobe. He's going to solder some stuff together. Is he going to make it better? Is he going to add crazy stuff? Yeah. Of course I am. Good God. Of course I'm going to hack it. You got to hack it. So what do I want to put on my guitar? Well, this is going to sound blasphemous, but I'm thinking about putting a humbucker on a telly. And maybe even in the neck position, right? That's kind of weird. And obviously I'd need to add a kill switch. Obviously I just need to have a blue LED for no reason. How am I going to power that? Now I gotta put batteries in there, and I don't want to do that. Nah, 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 nah. Yeah, yeah. What other weird crap would I put on my guitar? All kinds of stuff. Gotta stop thinking about guitars. The last thing I need to do is to get a Tele kit and put it together. Do not need to do that. I've got guitar parts laying around here that have not been assembled yet. I've got that neck right there. It's 2.5 meters away. It's all fretted up. It just needs a body. And I've got all the hardware for it right here in this bag. This bag that's been sitting on my living room floor here. And my cat comes in here and chews on it a couple times a day. There's cat teeth marks everywhere. It's plastic. And it's one of those bubble wrap type envelopes. And so it's got extra plastic and it's got bubble wrap and, you know, cats plus plastic and bubble wrap. So my cat comes in here and chews on this at night too. And right when I'm trying to fall asleep, she comes over, chom, 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 chewing on the plastic thing that's, you know, 90 centimeters from my head. It's loaded with guitar parts. I gotta get to work on my crazy hot rod 3-string guitar. Been talking about that with my dad. And hopefully we'll get to working on that project pretty soon. I've also got some other stuff I need to work on and blah, blah, blah. I need to have him do some stuff and na, na, na. Yeah, I gotta figure out what I'm gonna do for a body for this guitar. I still haven't really figured that out. And that's the only thing that's holding me back. As soon as we get the body on this stupid thing, I'll have it done in 3 hours. Well, assuming that we router out a place for the pickup or something. I should have gotten that Lace pickup, but no, I wanted this mini humbucker so badly. It was half the cost. And now do I have any money to be buying that other pickup? I'm not buying that. Maybe I should buy that other pickup and use it for something. No, okay. It doesn't matter. Don't even want to think about it. Don't even want to think about it. All right, so speaking of projects, cool musical projects, how to be awesome. Where are we with my amp? Well, I haven't worked on the amp in a little while, in a few days, because, well, my dad finally had his gallbladder surgery done, and that went as well as expected, maybe even better than expected. They were able to do it laparoscopically, and I think he was just in the hospital overnight, sent back home. Congratulations, you have no more gallbladder, so therefore no more gallstones, therefore no more surprise attacks of pancreatitis. You can go back to eating all the fun food that you like to eat. And blah, blah, blah. And so that's good. But, you know, my dad sort of had to take a couple of days to recover. And then, and this is, and then for a minute there, my dad was having some aches and pains in his guts. Went back to the hospital a couple days later. But that turned out to be okay, too. That wasn't any big deal. And so even today, my dad is resting, and we haven't done anything on the amp now for a few days, which is fine. We were also waiting on some parts. We ran out of wire. Because there's this, you know, we're at the point where we're having to sort of run the heater circuit through all the tube sockets. And so this is kind of tricky because they say cut a length of wire this long and now twist it together with this wire, but they do not tell you how many times to twist or how many twists per inch or anything like that. So if you end up twisting a little bit too much, you end up not having wires long enough, and so then you have to cut new wires and make them slightly longer than the measurement they gave you and blah blah blah. And so we ran out of wire with a couple of tube sockets to go. Good tea. So we ordered more wire and maybe something else, I don't remember. And that's about all that's left to happen. I need to solder. How many are left? Like three of the tube sockets to the heater circuit. And that's pretty much it for the chassis. Then we got to wire in the power cord. And then do some cosmetic stuff like put the knobs on the pots. And a couple of other dinky things, you know, put a fuse in the fuse holder, put a lamp in the lamp holder, and then it's just time to test. Presumably put the tubes in, although we might be firing the circuit up before putting the tubes in. I don't know. I don't have the instructions with me. But yeah, it seems like, oh, well, you're almost done. Well, yeah, but the soldering these tube sockets to the heater circuit is super, super difficult. It took me 2 hours to do one. It was that difficult. Very, very tricky stuff, and you got to route the wires all weird, and you got to do all this weird stuff, and this is why you always use a circuit board. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just, it's so crazy. It's so crazy! So, there really isn't a whole lot left to do, but it, you know, there's only like maybe like five steps left to go in the instructions, but these are very time-consuming steps, the soldering bits that are left. Putting in the power cord and putting the knobs on the pots isn't going to take very long at all, you know, 10 minutes. And then it's, you know, a matter of put the chassis in the cabinet, blah, blah, blah. And then it's testing time. And I'm scared. Yeah. Everybody loves a good smoke test. I know I do. But I'm kind of scared because this is a high voltage smoke test. All right. If you're not an electronics guy, if you don't go around building electronic stuff, you might not be familiar with the concept of smoke test. Smoke test is the first test that happens before the alpha test, before the beta test, before any other test is the smoke test. What is the smoke test? Smoke test is when you plug your newly invented electronic device into the wall or otherwise power it up and you turn it on. And you wait to see if anything blows up. Basically, you are testing for smoke. Okay, I'm turning it on. Is it smoking? No? Then that's good. Continue with further testing. The flowchart for yes, it is smoking gets more interesting. Turn off. Acquire fire extinguisher. Deploy fire extinguisher. Clean up fire extinguisher. Okay. And being as I've never built anything with tubes in it before, ever, I don't think, yeah, no, not that I can think of. This has me, you know, vaguely nervous. Although I have been very careful to be, when I'm soldering and triple, quadruple, quintuple checking contacts, making sure things aren't shorted, I've just been extra careful, but still. Oh, but still. And here's my worst fear. My worst fear isn't that the amp doesn't work. Okay, this is going to be weird. So this is a Tobe thing. Oh, you know, I don't want to disparage the legend of Tobe. And so what I'm afraid of is I'm going to get all this together. I'm going to test it out. And it's not going to work. It's not going to work. And so then what do? You know, I don't know how to troubleshoot a tube amp. You know, I kind of, sort of do. There's only so much I'm going to be able to do myself. Here's the problem. When it doesn't work, I'm going to have to take this to an amp tech. Now you're probably thinking, well, Tobe, surely a musical genius, a musician of your caliber... Surely, Tobe, you know some amp techs. Oh, sure, of course I do. I know Brooker amp techs. But that, my friends, is the problem. I'm going to have to take this amp to somebody. They're going to say, what is it? I'm going to say, well, it's a clone of a 65 Princeton Reverb. And that guy's going to say, no problem. I know those really well. And then he's going to take it apart. And he's going to see all this shoddy workmanship and all this weird stuff I had to do to get this working. He's going to go, oh my God, who built this? And I'm going to have to admit that it was me. Ugh. And there goes my reputation. And it goes around in the underground music community. Oh, man, Tobe really sucks at building tube amps. That's not going to be fun. Then I'm going to hear it from all my friends. Oh, I hear you suck at building tube amps. I don't know where you might have heard that. Oh, kitty noises. Kitty in the box. Go. It's gonna get pretty stinky in here. Luckily we're getting towards the end of the show here, so while she's finishing up raking some sand, you can hear her. She's pawing at the side of the box and stuff. That's a good baby. I guess I should probably wrap this show up. My name is Tobe. And you have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. If you're a Gregorian calendar person, Happy New Year. Make this the year that you go out and get a guitar and learn how to do something cool. As for me, bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.